Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Capital Irish. Hello everybody and welcome to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Marion Grealis and I'll be with you for the next half hour with Capital Irish. Well folks, I've just come back to New Zealand on Sunday the 4th of September and I have to say that even though I had an amazing and wonderful trip home to Ireland and even though I've been turned into a liar because I told a lot of people back home in Ireland that I would be returning to, quote, early spring in New Zealand, and it feels a lot like winter, I have to say. Well, despite all of that, I was really happy to come home to New Zealand. I was really fortunate in that I had quite a long spell away. I was away for 8 weeks in total. I had 2 weeks in Ireland, then I had 2 weeks in England for work, and then back home to Ireland for 3 weeks and a week in Germany before returning to New Zealand. So by the end of my time in Ireland, I felt like I had been around for long enough that I didn't feel shortchanged or a bit anxious about not having spent as much time at home with my family as I thought I should have. So that was a real treat. To share a couple of highlights with you all, we did the Greenway from Acklesound to Westport. Well, in fact, I had to bail in Newport as my husband's bike suffered a technical failure and I very, very generously offered him my bike. And I went in the car with my parents to meet my husband and nephew in Westport as they continued on the Greenway. We had some absolutely glorious days of weather. So lots of swimming at Old Head Beach, and I also partook of the new sauna that has popped up there this year alongside a pretty cool looking coffee kiosk in a horse box, and that was lovely too. Now, I wouldn't say I'd quite replicated the Scandinavian experience of essentially reaching boiling point in a sauna and then jumping into the snow, but I was kind of headed in that direction. It was most refreshing to go between the sauna and then into the sea at Old Head Pier. It was pretty cool. Of course, spending time with my family and friends would have been the main highlight, I have to say. And then, although we all speak regularly and see each other on video calls, of course it's really special to be there in person and to actually see how tall my nephews are at the moment. And for one of them, that is in fact taller than me, and the other isn't too far behind. So that was a bit of an eye-opener. I also got to meet my nephews in Germany for the first time and put my Duolingo skills into practice. Now, I have to admit that I definitely didn't speak a lot of German, but I was actually pretty comfortable with understanding, in particular with understanding my three-year-old nephew, who was very good and very patient in repeating loudly what he just said in German to help me catch it the second or third, or sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes even the fourth time round. For many of my friends, we've been keeping in touch via group messaging like WhatsApp, etc. And so I felt that I'd been reasonably in the loop with all the big life events, etc. But what was really remarkable was how quickly the years just dropped away. We were all just as connected as we had been in school all those many years, or technically now decades, plural, ago. And then on top of all of that lovely, lovely stuff, neither of us caught COVID as we were travelling around, so that was pretty good too. Well then, after my little wrap up of my trip home, it might be some time for some music, I reckon. We're going to start off today with Imelda May and Mayhem.
Let alone the few words the ladies may be saying about him. She freaks and tells her closest friend that she never love again, but she never known I ever live without him. Wouldn't believe it. she did so, he threw a hissy fit, and he took it out, and anyone around him wouldn't believe it. Oh, 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 if you seen it.
There from the Liberties in Dublin with her hit song Mayhem from 2010. We're going to head straight into some more music now with U2 and Vertigo, and then I will share with you all the theme that's going to run through the music selection for today's show.
Jungle is your head, can't rule your heart. I'm feeling so much.
Welcome back to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. We've just listened to the U2 hit Vertigo, and would you believe it, that song is now almost 18 years old. Now, I don't know about you listeners, but I remember as a child in the 1980s and 90s thinking that the music preferences of my parents' generation, like the Beatles or anything else really, from the 60s or so, was absolutely, totally outdated and old caps lock. And that must be how kids today think of you too, which is a very sobering thought, my dear listeners, a sobering thought indeed. So what we're going to do today on Capital Irish is we're going to take a trip back through the decades of Irish hits. So we've heard from Imelda May in the 2010s, we've heard from U2 in the aughts, and now we're going to listen to the title track from the Corrs' debut album, and it's Forgiven, Not Forgotten.
You're forgiven, not forgotten. You're forgiven, had forgotten. No, you're not forgotten.
That was the chorus there with Forgiven, Not Forgotten from 1995, I beg your pardon. Wikipedia shared an interesting fact with me that apparently all of the chorus had a part in the movie The Commitments. Now, I was already aware that Andrea Corr had played Sharon Rabbit, who was Jimmy, the manager, Jimmy Rabbit's sister, in that movie. But I actually hadn't spotted that the other Corr siblings apparently played minor roles as musicians. So every day, as we often say here on Capital Irish, is in fact a school day. Let's head to the 1980s now for the next in our series of Irish hits through the decades. This one is from the Hothouse Flowers and it's Don't Go.
Cut grass and it's filling up my senses, and the sun is shining down on the blossoms in the avenue. There's a buzzing fly hanging around the bluebells and the daisies. There's a lot more love in you, but in this world, don't go. Don't leave it lying on it all. While the sun smiles, stick around, laugh away, yeah. And I'll lie warm on the sack. Sandy beaches and my toes are submerged in the water and it feels good. The children playing, building castles on the shoreline like a painting that we loved and loved. It feels so fine. Don't go. Don't even there now. While the sun smiles, stick around, laugh away. Yeah. White horses and they're coming at me at a pace now. And there's a blue Sirocco blowing warm into my face. And the sun is sparkling on the underside of the bridges. And the cars going by with smiles in the windows. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost. And the black cat keeps telling me the look is on its way. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost. And the black cat tells me the look is on its way. Don't go! Don't lay down now, while the sun smiles. Stick around, laugh away, yeah. Stick around, laugh away.
That was Liam Wanley and the Hothouse Flowers there for you all. Now I have got another interesting fact to share with you all that I discovered today via Wikipedia as I took this trip back through the decades of Irish hits. When Jeremy Clarkson, James May and Richard Hammond from the show Top Gear on BBC, when they finished up at Top Gear, they started a new show and it's called The Grand Tour, and it's on Amazon Prime, I think. But in the very first episode of that show, the trio are filmed, I guess, arriving in America and driving through the desert in some very, very expensive looking cars through some pretty awesome and dramatic landscape. And the soundtrack for that opening scene is in fact the Hot House Flowers, and they are singing a cover of I Can See Clearly Now. And it's actually a pretty good version of that tune. So if you want to go check that out, you will find that on YouTube or other places on the internet, I have no doubt. Well then, let's head back to our trip through the decades. And we've had the aughts, we've had the 90s, and we've had the 90s, and we've had the 2010s as well at the start of the show with Imelda May. So we're going to keep following that pattern and see what Irish hit we can find from the 1970s. And listeners, I have found a doozy for all of you. This one is just about in the 70s. It is a legitimate 70s hit. It is from 1970, to be exact. And it is from the one and only Joe Dolan.
Show the world what a woman could be. When he created a woman like you, he made the sun shine right out of your eyes. He made the moon blow out over your head. He put a soft summer breeze in your sides, so you could breathe summer into the air. Oh my, you make me sigh. You're such a good looking woman. When people stop and people stare, you know it fills my heart with pride. You watch their eyes, they're so surprised. Incredible angel they had was found to be quite unable to fly. Do you know what they had forgotten to do? Up there where they make all those heavenly things, they made an angel as lovely as you. But they'd forgotten to fit you with wings. Wow, me oh my, you make me sigh. You're such a good looking woman. When people stop, when people stare, you know it fills my heart with pride. You watch their eyes, they're so surprised. They think you've fallen out of heaven. And if you listen to what they're talking about, they're talking about who's walking about with an angel.
Oh man, I had forgotten how good that song is. That was an absolute doozy. That was, of course, Joe Dolan with Good Looking Woman from the 1970s on our trip through the decades on today's Capital Irish, broadcasting on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Well, folks, we've just about come to the end of our show today, and we will go out with our final song in our trip back through the decades. I've really enjoyed taking this trip with you today, and as always, thanks for tuning in to Capital Irish, and I hope you can join us again next week. This song is The Dubliners with Seven Drunken Nights, which was number one in May 1967. Slán go fóill.
The name of this song is The Seven Drunken Nights, but we're only allowed to sing five of them, so here goes.
Oh, as I went home on Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door where my old horse should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that horse outside the door where my old horse should be? Aye, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see. That's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow sure I never saw before. And as I went home on Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door where my old coat should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that coat behind the door where my old coat should be? Aye, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see. That's a woolen blanket that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but buttons in a blanket sure I never saw before. And as I went home on Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be? Aye, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.